Pennsylvania cities are investing in their waterfronts, improving public access, and hoping economic benefits will follow. But as Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports, getting there is complicated.
Antonia Hinnenkamp and a few friends are about to start a bike ride. There's no humidity on this particular summer night, and Hinnenkamp says the setting is ideal, well worth the 20-minute trip from Lancaster.
I have a friend who comes every morning. She rides it every morning from Lancaster. She drives in. There's no cars. It's lovely.
Flat,
just pedestrians.
But it's an old rail trail.
She's talking about the Northwest Lancaster County River Trail. Well, part of it. Her bike ride begins in Marietta, about half an hour from the state capital in Harrisburg. She'll turn around after 6.5 miles in Bainbridge. The trail ends there now, but will ultimately run 14 miles total along the Susquehanna River. In recent years, thousands of miles of pathways have been improved and created across the Commonwealth. I asked several people using this particular trail how long they thought it took to complete the project.
So how long would you guess that it took to get this thing off the ground and actually open the first significant section of trail?
Honestly, I don't know.
I would say, well, at least the effort to connect everything and make it one, probably about 6 years.
Probably 10 years or so.
20.
Oh, okay.
Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't really.
Why?
I don't know, because I think you have to get right away. Is there a natural right away? Did they have to buy a right away from the railroad? I mean, I know there's a rail line that goes next to it.
One thing is clear. When a waterfront is involved in development, it means more regulators, complexity, money, and time, even for low-impact projects. Here's Jay Sukernick, who heads the nonprofit River Life, talking about the Mon Wharf switchback ramp in Pittsburgh.
They tell people all the time it's like an alphabet soup of permitting.
There's the State Department of Environmental Protection, county and local agencies, the Coast Guard, and the ramp crosses a navigable water body, which typically brings in the Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps says permits can take as long as 5 years for development near its civil works projects. But in Pennsylvania, the DEP handles 85% of other permits on the Corps' behalf. Not all states do that, so it's one way Pennsylvania's process is relatively streamlined. Experts say the same is true of pollution cleanup standards. Here's Barry Hirsch, a real estate professor at NYU.
It allows more flexibility than some other states. Pennsylvania, very early on, 15 years ago, realized that redeveloping former industrial sites, many waterfronts, was particularly important to the state. They adopted brownfields legislation and modified it several times to try to make it more effective.
Same goes for one of the first steps in the permitting process, builders documenting how they'll handle threatened or endangered species living where they want to develop. Pennsylvania is ahead of many states there. Its natural diversity inventory makes information about what's living on a given property accessible online. The database costs $1.5 million a year to maintain, but the National Park Service says it saves months for these kinds of projects. Experts say Pennsylvania's wetlands regulations also expedite things. They aren't much different from other mid-Atlantic states, but rules tend to be stricter elsewhere. One complication in Pennsylvania is its high number of municipalities. There are 2,500 plus in the Commonwealth, more than any other state but Illinois. Here's David Yacht, who's been biking and hiking the trail since it was just a dirt path overgrown north of Marietta.
I can imagine there probably are some politics going on in the background, but I still think it's a better thing overall.
It's not just politics, but also coordination. The trail alone passes through 5 municipalities, each with its own public boards and elected officials that must sign off. It's worth noting these officials at all levels are being forced to collaborate in the interest of making the most of a river that doesn't recognize dividing lines between communities. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.